It's a story you need to hear to believe, then grab your popcorn because there is more. Let me start with Wanda Sykes, who used to be funny. Wanda Sykes used to be funny. Then Wanda Sykes decided being woke is the way to go. What, I can't say that a black woman isn't funny? I've met black women who aren't funny. I've met black women who are hilarious. That's the way it goes. I have also met lots of white men who are not funny. And there's nothing worse than somebody who isn't funny who thinks they are. Oh, that is some tedious stuff. Let's start with Wanda Sykes on with Stephen Colbert talking about the decision to overturn Roe v. Wade.
Go out to learn a little bit.
How are you doing?
I'm a black gay woman and I have a daughter, so I'm not doing so well right now.
Why not? You live in a country where you could be a television star, a movie star, a touring comic. You could be black, you could be gay, you could be a woman and have a child. And then go on TV and talk about it and complain about it. May I ask, what's so difficult? I'm not saying you haven't had difficulties in your life. I'm asking right now, what's the problem? No recognition of the perch from which you make this nonsensical statement. None. That's very special. That is some elitist stuff right there.
I'm a little salty.
You're a little salty?
I'm a little salty right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll sprinkle a little salt.
Yeah.
Let's put some flavor on here.
It sucks, man. It really does. I mean, you know, it's like the country, it's no longer a democracy, right? I mean, it's no longer majority rule.
No, certainly not, right? In the Senate. Certainly not in the representation on the Supreme.
We were never majority rule. We're a republic, not a democracy. Letting you know how little Wanda Sykes knows about the setup of the nation. You really want to be a democracy where majority rules? You just told us you're a black gay woman with a child. We should not have been majority rule 100 years ago where that would have been done with. We don't want to be majority rule today where if you argue that, the people on the left would come after me, keep me from being on radio. They would do more damage to me than they ever could because, you know, majority rule and they could do what they want, as opposed to a society that engages civility where the majority doesn't murder the minority, which is a much better society, by the way. Majority rule. The ignorance astounds.
It's no longer majority rule. And I mean, it's like these judges that just... They basically lied when they were, you know, doing their confirmation hearings, right?
Yeah. Especially Kavanaugh. Yeah.
None of the people in that crowd watched the confirmation hearing. What did they lie about? You put forth a litmus test about Roe being super president, and Amy Coney Barrett, for example, said, can you define a super president? And Amy Klobuchar said, and she said, because people are talking about it, is the proof that it's not actually settled and everybody agrees that it's right. You want to argue that Kavanaugh lied or Gorsuch lied? Feel free. It doesn't matter. Roe was wrong to begin with. So your argument is nonsense. And I'm glad that Roe, as a matter of constitutional law, or matter of the Constitution, is gone. But now she gets into it.
So how can you be a Supreme Court justice and you just lying? You know what, they had their fingers crossed or something, or what? I mean, it's just a bunch of horse shit. It really is.
Well... Last stand.
Go ahead.
Wait, no, please, ma'am.
No. To me, it's like the problem is that middle stuff. It's those states in the middle, that red stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they get to tell us what to do when the majority of us live out, you know, New York, California, and we're paying for all this crap, really? I mean, right?
Yeah.
You should be the slave to Wanda Sykes. Just grow her food and shut up. That's what you should do, Indiana. That's what you should do, Arkansas. That's what you should do, Oklahoma. That's what you should do, Kansas and Nebraska and Missouri and Iowa. That's what you should do. Grow her food and shut up. Why do you people have a say? Holy cow. That's some dictatorial stuff right there. But no, remember, they hate you. They hate you for your existence. They hate that you exist. They hate that you have a say. They don't believe that you should have a say. They don't believe that you have anything to offer.